Good morning, you're listening to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Denver at the CCA Global Winter Meeting, and I'm with Frank Chiera, the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Advertising. Frank, how you doing?
Great, Kim. Great to be with you. Appreciate you being here today.
Wouldn't miss this meeting. Most people know CCA Global represents about 1,500 stores, and they're the successful. If you're part of this group, you're doing better than the average retailer. How many years you been here?
I've been with the company a little over 14 years in the advertising and marketing role. It's really exciting to be here with the entire group.
Let's set the stage real quick on what's going on. How many members do you think you have here at this meeting?
We probably have just about 1,100 retailers at this meeting across all the groups. That's Carpet One, Carpet One Canada, Flooring America, Flooring Canada, Floor Trader, International Design Guild. We've got a big group here.
This is Education Day, and you just started out with a presentation on some research that's proprietary to you. I know you're going to want to keep some of this secret sauce secret. Some things, though, I think you can share. You asked 1,000 homeowners, what was the percentage of people that wanted to buy flooring in the next 12 months?
About 65% of homeowners that we fielded in this study are interested in starting a flooring project in the next 12 months. Really fascinating, much higher than we thought and much higher than even our retailers in the audience thought.
And what's the age group that wants to do it?
Believe it or not, it's millennials. It's older millennials that are really interested in these projects, and they're ready to spend money.
A couple other things. The number one customer, based on your research, is around 50 years old. You've kind of identified who your target audience is, right?
Yeah, a little bit older, 50 years old, and they're willing to spend a little bit more money than the average shopper.
So, Frank, this data that you presented this morning shows that there's pent-up demand, and the outlook for the consumer wanting to buy flooring is pretty good for this year, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of initiatives this year tied to getting that newer customer, that younger millennial customer, and that could be a combination of things. It could be different offers. It could be different ways to get them in the store, but I think also the research really showed that it was all about simplicity. Taking the friction out of the buying experience, which is what CCA has done, specifically Carpet One and Flooring America, Flooring Canada, around taking the friction out of the store buying experience through Retail 2.0.
One of the points that the research said this morning was that the reason they're holding back was because of complexity. They just don't know, you know, what to do next, right?
Yeah, over the years, we've had a lot of research around, you know, people that leave the floor buying experience because of, you know, what we call friction or the complexity. And we saw that in the research, and it's even higher today than it was a few years ago, where people want product, they want to buy new floors, they want to spend money. The challenge is that they don't know where to start, or they feel that the process is very complex. And again, that's why this research is really going to continue to help us refine our strategies around taking that friction and the complexity out of the process.
Another little small piece that I picked up on is your offer, they want to be able to pay for it and not have an interest payment, right?
Absolutely. In retail, you see this. When you can offer a customer easy ways to buy new products, make it easy for them. Use other people's money. And these customers have good credit. They want to spend the money. Things like consumer financing are big drivers, as well as people don't understand pricing strategies. They don't understand what a floor should cost. So keeping that simple as well is a couple things that we're going to be really focused on.
You and I have never done an interview before. You know, most people say, you know, should I join? Should I be part of this organization? And a big part of what you do is why you should join, because you help put consumers at the top of the funnel, right?
Yeah, and you know, what we've done over the last several years is built a marketing platform for members, and we call it the Advanced Marketing Program, AMP for short. And it really helps drive leads from the very top of the funnel right past the closing to getting that great review and everything in between. And marketing today is so complex, and it's all pay for play. You know, organic marketing is incredible. Having a great website and having great reviews and having a good Google business profile are sort of greens fees. What we really need to continue to focus on is how do we drive leads? How do we drive more consumer intent? How do we find customers that may be in the market for flooring, but we haven't served up a lead to them? So these are all the things that our system does. And then, you know, after that is once we get the lead, it's so critically important to follow up on that lead. And that's where things like our CRM system or our email and text messaging campaigns come into play. It's really that, I'll call it cradle to grave, but to your point earlier, it's the top of the funnel to closing the sale. And then after that, keeping in touch with that customer is so critically important. And that's some of the things that we help our members with. And it's what our marketing team is dedicated to.
Does traditional advertising still work? I mean, can you still do some television and bring a prospect in that way?
Sure. I believe sort of in omni-channel marketing. It's a marketing buzzword for basically just making sure that you're in the right place at the right time with the right offer to the right consumer. And so certainly traditional marketing has got a place, you know, whether it's broadcast TV or a lot of our members are having great success with private sales. And you think about direct mail 4 or 5 years ago, before COVID, the mailboxes weren't that full. Post-COVID and now, your mailbox is full and you're seeing catalogs come back. It's sort of a digital first play for us. You know, digital is incredibly important. But beyond that, you've got to supplement it with things that capture the entire market. And so traditional TV, traditional broadcast, in some markets, radio is still strong. But really digital first and then supplementing it with sort of traditional marketing is, in my opinion, the way to go.
So you get all this work done and it comes to an apex here with this meeting. What are you most excited to be rolling out here at this meeting this year?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm excited to be rolling out. I think the one thing that we're really focused on, because marketing, as I mentioned earlier, is very complex, is that we're trying to demystify and simplify the process for our members who are not marketers. They are people who know how to handle customers. They know how to sell product. They know the ins and outs of products. And it's our job to make sure that we make marketing really simple for them. And to the extent that we can do it for them, is really what we're focused on. So what I'm excited about is that we're simplifying the process for members, and we're taking the next step with our data to make sure that not only will the members see the ads and the campaigns that we're running, but they'll be able to really understand the results, like what kind of ROI are they getting for the investment that they make with us. The other thing is, you know, we were talking a lot about AI at this convention and how we can integrate AI in multiple ways, whether it's through content or whether it's through data and communication to our members, and leveraging AI to make it easier for us to do business with our members.
One last question. The USP, I think, the unique selling proposition for your members here, is one of them's buy local. You know, we're here, we support the local team, here we go to church with you. And the other one is we'll do it for you. We'll put it in for you. I mean, yeah, you can come cash and carry if you want to, but this is kind of our business model. Yeah. And those are two of the key message points that they need to hit home, isn't it?
You hit the nail on the head. I think that what the research showed us is that people want full service. They also want to buy local. And I think one of the big differentiators is that our stores and how we can compete over the big boxes is that no one can do local better than our stores. No one's in the community. To your point, going to church and the baseball and Little League games, all of that stuff really are differentiators for our members. I think that's incredibly important. The way that we amplify that is through marketing. You know, our members are so humble in many ways, which is great. But on the same token, I think that we should get credit for the fact that we're locally owned independent retailers. That is what makes this co-op the heartbeat. That's pretty powerful.
All right, Frank. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Frank Chira, the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Advertising with CCA Global. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.